on the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
So we're gonna be talking about wine on this episode.
Well, what about you? You're having a glass of wine.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.
Here are the wines that we're going to be discussing today. From Larkmead, we have the Larkmead Firebell Red 2021. We have the Larkmead Estate Cabernet Sauvignon 21. We have the Larkmead Solari Cabernet Sauvignon 21. And from Hall, we have the Hall 1873 Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. The Hall Jack's Masterpiece Cabernet Sauvignon 2021, and the Catherine Hall 2021. So,
I'm excited. That's a good one.
Very aroused.
Yeah, this is a pretty good day.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sipping time.
Hey, yes, it's sipping time again. Welcome to this Sips episode where everything in life is worth discussing.
It's not because we don't discuss food. Why do we discuss food? Why don't we do a steak show?
Because we're too busy eating it.
Yeah, it's true. Although these wines today would go great with a steak show.
Well, anything goes good with a steak.
Yeah.
Justin, what about you? Steak show, pork show? You're Jewish. You don't keep kosher, right?
No, but
so let's do a bacon show.
Sure. Oh, yeah. We sure. Definitely do a bacon show.
So we do a bacon and wine show.
Yeah. Let's sure. Sure.
So almost everything good in life is worth discussing. We need to talk to the producers and get us a bacon show.
We have friends who own a winery in Napa that also own a Wagyu cattle farm just north of Napa.
I think there's a few episodes right there, baby.
Yeah. We did a wine tasting at a restaurant up in Del Rey, and they airshipped in the meat.
I'll volunteer to grill it on my charcoal Weber.
It was a pretty good day.
We do an episode in the restaurant. Okay, so but today we're discussing wine. Go ahead.
We're gonna be talking about wine on this episode.
Well, what about you? You're having a glass of wine.
I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.
Yeah, there you go. So
very classy.
Sips rating. Our Sips ratings about wine, distilled spirits, tea, coffee, anything else you can sip. And here are the wines that we're going to be discussing today. From Larkmead, we have the Larkmead Firebell Red 2021. We have the Larkmead Estate Cabernet Sauvignon 21. We have the Larkmead Solari Cabernet Sauvignon 21. And from Hall, we have the Hall 1873 Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. The Hall Jack's Masterpiece Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. And the Catherine Hall 2021. So
I'm excited. That's a good one.
Very aroused.
Yeah, this is a pretty good day.
So it's a good day in a basement.
So let's have Justin tell us about our sips ratings.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Sounds like Boris Karloff after he had a brain aneurysm.
Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
Oh, that was close. Well, we're not going to say who he's trying to do, but I want you guys to figure it out. Go ahead.
Three sips. It's interesting. What was this again?
Interesting.
That's definitely Boris Karloff with an aneurysm.
I know. Yeah.
Four sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves and pour me another.
That's classified.
Five sips. Oh my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Are you sure? Is that you're going to go with that? You sure? Okay.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
I wasn't so sure about that choice, but okay.
And if you contestants at home guessed Alan Rickman, you are a genius because that did not sound like Alan Rickman.
Yeah. No. Mr. Potter? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Good Lord, help us all. All right, so that takes us to our first wine. So let's talk a little bit about Larkmead. So in 1851, Charles Hitchcock was an army surgeon, moved from North Carolina to San Francisco with his wife, Martha, and their spirited daughter, Lily. She was later dramatically rescued from a fire in San Francisco by the No. 5 Fire Company. This experience made her a lifelong supporter of the fire department, and she even began signing her name with the No. 5 after it for the rest of her life. And she was given the honorary membership in the fire department and given the nickname of Fire Belle Will. She was spirited, shall we say. So her parents, trying to settle her down, decided to move her out of the city and sent her to live up in Napa Valley, which was the absolute sticks at the time. That didn't work. So she named her new home Larkmead after the meadowlarks in the area. She was the first one to plant the first vineyard on the property. The property was subsequently leased to the Salmina family in 1895, who then purchased it outright in 1903. It was expanded in 1906 and run until Felix's death in 1940. The family sold the vineyards to a Chicago distributor in 1943. It was then sold to National Distillers. Then it was purchased by Larry and Polly Solari. The property eventually was passed down to their daughter, Kate Solari Barker, and her late husband, Cam Baker. And in 2005, they built the first phase of the new state-of-the-art winery. You've got to see it. It's absolutely stunning. Beautiful, beautiful winery. And I mean, this isn't a place with a lot of beautiful wineries. They actually have their own shade of white that I think Sherwin-Williams or whoever the paint company was, they named it after the winery. So if you go and order Larkmead White, that's what you get. So our first wine is the Larkmead Fire Belle Red, named after Fire Belle Will. So it is the 2021. It's 14.7% ABV. Napa Valley, 62% Merlot, 21% Cabernet Sauvignon, 17% Cabernet Franc. It's aged for 20 months in French oak, 67% of which is new. It's got a nice dark garnet color to it. It's got a nice rim on the nose. Roses, black cherries. Oh, just a touch of cedar. Yeah, dark, dark berries on the palate. On the palate, blackberries, black cherries, a little bit of pipe tobacco, and like dark chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, kind of on the back palate.
No milk chocolate, you're wrong. All dark chocolate. You're so wrong.
Nah, I got Yoo-hoo.
You are just broken inside.
Yeah, there's something twisted in you.
Yeah. I agree with the rose petals.
Do I have to
black
listen
cherries,
to this?
But I got white pepper on there, not just cedar. And a hint of menthol. Justin, what'd you get on the nose there? Just the nose.
I got like dried fruit basket and beautiful like cherries and blackberries on the nose.
This is just gorgeous. The palate.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Well, I was going to say your opinion was right on the palate, except for the milk chocolate. It's all dark chocolate.
On the palate, I got like Swisher Sweets, fruits.
No.
Yeah. A little dark chocolate.
I'm trying to pick the sound effect for that one. Hold on. It's my brain's starting to hurt. Okay.
You imbecile. You bloated idiot. You stupid fathead. You.
Yeah, okay.
Swisher, I think the first time I smoked Swisher Sweets is playing poker with my buddies at 18. Those are the grossest cigars.
Trying to be sophisticated, yeah. Apparently. Yeah.
We were trying to be grown men.
No, didn't work out.
Didn't work out.
It's a tough brand.
Well, we've been lucky to work with Larkmead several times over the last several years, and we've reviewed quite a bit of their wine, and I can say with 100% certainty, this is the best Firebell they've had.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it's always good, but this one is exemplary.
I think I missed a couple of shows. I didn't have all the ones you had, but this one is impressive. I mean, I've had it at the store before, so this is the best. The 2021 is the best Firebell.
Yeah. So good.
I've always liked it, and we like all their wines anyway, but I think this one is without a doubt the best Firebell release I've ever had, and I've probably had five or six of them. So, I mean, this one absolutely kills it.
Most people don't see these retail. You see these in restaurants.
Yeah, but that's fine. Buy it in a restaurant. Buy it wherever you can find it. So we're going to be giving the Firebell, Larkmead Firebell Red 2021 a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
Yeah, this one is, again, best one I've had in a while. And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just discussing the Firebell Red from Larkmead. We gave that a well-deserved four sips, so we're going to go on to our next wine. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. Our next wine is the Larkmead Estate Cabernet Sauvignon 2021, 14.7% ABV. It's Napa Valley. It's 92% Cabernet Sauvignon and 8% Cabernet Franc. It's aged for 20 months in French oak barrels, 64% of which were new. It's got a beautiful garnet color, or actually almost ruby. The edges are clear, so this is pretty young. And the nose, it's floral. It's chocolate. It's a little bit of plum. Not as much cassis, and there's spices coming out. There's clove and Chinese five spice and something sweet. I'm not sure if that's vanilla or not, but on the palate. A floral note, cassis. I've got some herbs coming out, and I don't know, the tannin is just so good. It's just a great mouthfeel. It starts out a little bit silky, but then the tannins start gripping. And on the finish, it's long and fruity and gorgeous. Not too fruity, still dry. But there's a hint of graphite on there, too. Graphite on the nose. Justin, what do you think?
I got a lot of the same notes you did. The palate was like sweet, oaky, balanced. And you could taste the Cab Franc, and it really helped this expression. With balance.
I love Cabernet Sauvignon blended with Cab Franc, because I like Cab Franc by itself too, but
yeah,
it's a good blend. 8% is all you need. To it still shines as a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Right.
But the
this
the
helps it note. Sometimes.
Yeah.
And what'd you think, Bob?
I think it's lovely. On the nose, definitely I definitely get that slight hint of clove on the back of the nose. I get a sort of a dusty Riverstone kind of minerality on it.
Did you get the graphite or not? It comes and goes for me.
I get more of like dry stone as opposed to graphite.
Now I understand what you're saying.
On the palate, just beautiful dark black fruit, blackberries, cassis.
I get all the mineral notes in the exhale.
Yeah, retronasal, baby.
Just a little bit of blackberry.
Again, not sweet at all. Even with all the fruitiness, it's still bone dry, but so well done, just so well integrated. And I'm with you. It's just on the front palate as you swallow. It's just silky and just beautiful and smooth. And then after it's gone down is when the tannin goes and
sort of
locks into the tongue and goes, hey, I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
And a great finish. You know, it's got a really nice finish. It stays with you for a while. Again, another winner from the folks at Larkin.
The acidity is really balanced too.
Oh yeah. Very, very well balanced. Yeah, just enough. Not too much where your mouth is overwatering, but just enough to cut through whatever it is you're eating. This, again, a great wine for a steak.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we need to do a steak show.
Yeah, so well done. So we're going to be giving the Larkmead Estate Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So that's going to take us to our next wine. We're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
So we're going to talk about Larkmead Solari Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. It's 14.7% alcohol by volume. It's 100% Cabernet Sauvignon. It's aged for 20 months in French oak. 71% of that is new. It's got a beautiful dark red color to it on the nose. It's got beautiful sweet fruits, fragrant flowers, and like Ethiopian coffee, some Madagascar vanilla, some light cedar on the palate. Full of fruit. The finish is long and it gets slightly chalky. It's pretty cool. What did you think, Harm?
You said that floral note. I mean, I got the violets that we got in the last wine, but more so, it's more pronounced here. It's definitely violets. It's blackberry. And you said vanilla. I'm getting that, but it's the cedar kind of overwhelms it. It's cool how it works with
the undernote. Yeah.
Yeah. And plum and tobacco. That's all good there. This is really beautiful. So the Solari family is the current owners of Larkmead. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see why they put their name on this one. This is great.
Yeah. It's really good.
And the palate. It's all about that plum. There's a little bit of a coffee note to it. It's dry. It's the tannins seem a little bit aggressive here to me. It's very drying. This does need food. It needs a steak, or maybe we need to decant this longer than we did. The finish is infinite. It just keeps going on and on and on. Bob, what do you think?
Well, this was run through a Venturi twice.
Seriously?
Out of the bottle and back into the bottle.
Yeah.
And then it's been sitting over on the counter while we recorded the first show. And I did this probably half an hour before you guys got here. Mm-hmm. So it's been sitting there for about 3.5-4 hours open.
This wine has 20 years to age. Mm-hmm. Easy. You can drink it 20 years from now.
So that just gives you an idea. That's why I only did it the once as opposed to the twice, because I knew I'd be waiting on the first show to finish. But yeah, this one is, again, we've been very fortunate to have reviewed quite a few of their wines before, and we've done the Solari before once or twice, and this is definitely the best Solari we've had. It's 71% new oak, but the oak is nowhere in there.
It's not overpowering. Not
whacking you over the head.
No.
At all. Everything else is elevated above it. And you're getting more cedar than you're getting oak.
Right.
Which just shows you how well they tied it all together.
Their fruit must be super ripe to get this kind of alcohol and this kind of fruitiness and balanced with that 71% oak.
The violets are just
overpowered by it.
The violets are just there, just leaping out of the glass.
I love that floral note.
Yeah. Tobacco notes on the back and on the side. There's definitely that coffee note a little bit in the back of the nose.
Well, it's, you know, I said coffee, but maybe it's mocha.
Very, very light, not whacking you over the head, but it's definitely there.
There's a dark chocolate note to go with the coffee.
So but that cedar is there. And again, not overpowering, but it's right up front on the palate. Just violets, plums, dark stewed fruit, beautifully integrated tannins on this. So well done. And a finish that just stays with you. It's, we've done a lot of lark meat in the past, but I think 21 was 100% their year.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. This one was really, really good.
Yeah.
And we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were just off air discussing some of the wines that we have here from Larkmead, and
this is the best.
Just, yeah.
2021 was our year.
Yeah.
I've not had a better Larkmead before.
Yeah, it's... I was discussing off the air, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, I believe this is the first release of the current winemaker who we met up in New York a while ago. I think this is their first.
Disclaimer here, I had no idea about the new winemaker.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, I think this is her first. But absolutely stunning. I mean, absolutely stunning. We're going to be giving the Larkmead Solari Cabernet 2021 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. 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 Yes.
And again, we've been fans of the wine for a while, but this is next level. There's, you know, I, like I said, I believe if I'm remembering correctly, this is the new winemaker. If I'm incorrect, then 21 was absolutely the best year they've ever had. This was the year for them. So,
yeah. So I just looked it up. Avery Heelan is
Avery.
The new,
yeah.
So she's the new winemaker, and I think this may have been her first vintage.
Yeah. Yeah. Met her in New York, and just really a lovely, lovely lady. But wow, she knocked it out of the park with this one again. It was always good wine, but this is, you know, this went from a 10 to 11. So, well. Let's go to our next winery. So, since first working along in her family's Mendocino vineyards, Catherine Hall dreamed of a place to showcase fine wines alongside expressive art and architecture. The Halls acquired the historic St. Helena Bergfeld Winery in 2003 and reopened it as Hall St. Helena. With a rich history spanning over 150 years, their location was once the home of the Napa Valley Co-op, producing about 40% of Napa Valley's wines. In 2013, the Hall family completed the restoration of the 1885 Bergfeld Winery and merged history and innovation with the completion of California's first LEED Gold certified gravity flow winemaking facility. Hall Rutherford was purchased in 1995 in the hills of Rutherford, and a state-of-the-art winery was opened at that property in 2005. Beautiful property. What an amazing view. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Just such a beautiful view. And the fermenter room was just cool as hell with the lights. They have a tasting room underneath it with a giant Swarovski crystal chandelier that looks like the vines coming through the roof. It looks like the vine. It looks like the roots of the vine.
The roots coming through the roof, yeah.
Absolutely amazing.
Hall's Estate Vineyards encompass more than 500 acres of classic Bordeaux varietals, Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Sauv Blanc. So we're going to be having the Hall 1873 Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. This one's 15.7% ABV, Napa Valley, 85% Cabernet Sauvignon, 14% Merlot, and 1% Petit Verdot, 26 months, and 70% New French Oak. In 1873, Captain William Peterson came to Napa and established a pioneering winery at the Hall property. Throughout the 30s and 40s, the site grew to become Napa's most important winery, producing nearly 40% of its entire vintage. So beautiful, beautiful, dark, purplish garnet color. It's got a nice opaqueness to it. On the nose, black currants. Blackberry. A little bit of sweet pipe tobacco. And on the palate, let's see.
Nose is still good.
On the palate, black cherries, a little bit of black pepper. Very well done. Very well integrated tannins. It's got a great mouthfeel, a really nice viscosity to it. A little bit of a, on the back palate, a little bit of a mineral note. Wow.
More earthy than mineral for me.
Yeah, this is, again, we've done quite a few wines from Hall, but this is the first time we've had actually two of these. The 1873 is the first time we've done it. Beautiful wine. Absolutely beautiful wine.
I've only had this at a friend's house. I don't get this wine in the store.
I don't think they sell it in retail. I think this is mostly restaurant. I don't even think this one's restaurant. I think this one's just up to their wine list and at the winery. Yeah.
Yeah. I have friends who are members of their wine club, and I've had this at someone's house before. And
wait, you got invited to someone's house? That was clearly an error.
They may have thought I was bringing extra stuff for them. I don't know.
They probably thought you were the help.
Maybe that was a delivery, and I just stayed for dinner.
That's how I get in. Yeah, okay. All right.
No. All right. Just say the right thing. Say the thing I want you to say.
Okay, yeah.
So anyway, I that's the only time I've had the 1873 before, and this is better than what I had there at their place. But I don't think they stored their wine properly either. So
heathens.
They don't listen to me. I don't care.
Well, we keep ours in the basement here in Florida. So
yeah, this is absolutely gorgeous, dude. I mean, a little, everything you said, I agree with, except I'm getting a little bit of black olive note on the palate, and on the nose, I got more anise. This is really beautiful. Justin, what do you think?
Well, I think all the winemakers there are happy because it's this beautiful golden retriever.
They had a cool
everyone was tip top shape. And I think that's what makes the wine awesome.
Well, when we were there, they had the cat, and it wouldn't come down.
Because
the cat was a character.
The cat would climb up. They had like a barbecue pit area out front overlooking the valley. And the cat was just up there watching us the whole time.
That's a cat thing.
Would not come down.
A golden retriever is good for your mental
health.
Looked
down at us and could care less that we were there. But the retriever, what a pretty dog. Came over and said hello to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a sweet dog.
So the winemakers have good emotional health.
So they're happy. We were happy.
I rate wineries on their dogs.
Yeah.
If I go in and I don't see a dog, I'm already not happy. If I go in and I see a dog, okay, I'm okay. And depending upon how the dog's personality is, it determines how the experience is going to be.
Right.
Like when we went to Topless Creek, they had two dogs.
Yeah.
And then they had two more dogs. Like, oh, perfect winery. There's four dogs. And two of them were bull mastiffs. You could see those things from a mile away. They look like horses.
Yeah.
Jeez.
They were to keep all the other animals in line.
It was to keep the, keep the mountain lions away from the sheep. I don't think a mountain lion coming near these sheep with these dogs.
Right.
But yeah, Hall, beautiful winery. But wow, this one's.
This is juicy. This is more juicy than I remember it being the first time I had it. This is quite good. I'm impressed. So it's great entry on the mouthfeel, and it's a long finish.
You got anything to add, Justin?
Spicy.
Oh, about the wine itself? Yeah. Beautiful aromas of tobacco on the nose. Great bold fruit. The palate was rich, complex, and the finish was like sweet, had this beautiful fermented tobacco. And
again, like sweet pipe tobacco.
Lovely.
Why are you guys hitting it on the mark today? Yeah, sweet pipe tobacco and long.
Just like a clock, I'm right twice a day. A broken clock, I'm right twice a day.
No, the broken clock with no hands is never right. So yeah, depends on how it's broken.
You're the broken clock on military time once a day, max.
Yeah, maybe.
Fair enough.
On your best day.
Fair enough.
Yeah, this one's definitely special. So we're going to be giving the Hall 1873 Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 a well-deserved forceps.
That's classified.
So let's go to our next one. We're going to have Harm tell us about that one.
Thanks, Bob. Our next wine is the Hall Jack's Masterpiece Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. I don't know what the ABV is. Where's the bottle?
15.6.
15.6. Let me write that down there. ABV, Napa Valley, 98% Cabernet Sauvignon, 2% Merlot, aged for 26 months, and 70% New French Oak. The color is impressively opaque, garnet with ruby edges. It is freaking beautiful on the nose. Do we have another segment after the commercial after this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah, opaque's not the word, dude. White does not penetrate this.
That is okay.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
Oh, my God. And it's such ripe fruit on this. And river stones and blackberries. And there's spice coming out from the barrel, which I'm picking up is light clove and cinnamon. And there's a little toasty note to it. Oh, God. I could just smell this wine forever. Mmm. The mouthfeel. It's so rich. Mouth coating, dense.
Purdy mouth.
Yeah, that wine's got a pretty mouth. Dark berries. The graphite, which I was kind of getting on the nose. I don't know. We have to go to a commercial.
We'll be back.
Keep going, yeah.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back, and I don't remember where I left off, except the palate. Concentrated. It's so rich, so mouth-coating. But I keep going back to the nose. Oh, my God. This is such a gorgeous, rich, sweet, and I mean, the barrel, it's all there. It's all there. My God. It's taking my words away. There's a hint of graphite on the nose as well. But that concentrated palate just covers your mouth. There's a little herbal note. It's great fruit, great tannin. This wine could have 20, 30 years, well, maybe 20 more. Plus, it's just, I'm sorry, I was not talking to the mic. I'm talking to my glass of wine instead of the microphone, so you hear me coming out. This wine could last in the cellar for years and years. I mean, maybe 20, maybe 30. I want this wine. I want this wine in my store. I want this wine in my mouth.
It in your life.
I want it in my life.
Yeah.
Justin, do you tell me how I'm wrong? What's going on?
No, I concur.
Yeah.
I concur. It's very good.
So, well, expand on that.
Yeah, you want to maybe use some words? I'm just saying.
I got some like beautiful fruits, like a hint of rum barrel on the nose. I got a mix of intense floral flavors with fruit, and the finish was unreal. I mean, you can make a better wine, but not that much better.
Yeah, I dare you to make a better wine, and you know, and if you do, it's probably a heck of a lot more money.
No, they did a great job. This wine is under $200, I believe. It tastes like something that could be $500-$600. That's the thing.
Yeah. All
yeah,
day.
There's not a lot I can add to this. again, blackberries.
Yeah.
Dry stone. Just a hint of little bit of spice on the nose. But just so fruity and yummy and chewy and juicy.
It's absolutely bone dry. It's bone dry, but that nose fools you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And on the palate, it's just, I mean, it's dark. It's thick.
Rich.
It's rich. It's, oh, it's mouth coating. Yeah, this one is absolutely lovely. There's some dusty minerality to it. A little bit of sage, a little bit of dried herb on the back palate. And it just goes on and on and on. I mean, the finish on this thing is almost never ending.
We've got one more wine. Give it a rating, man.
This one's fantastic. And all I can say is thank you for sending it. And please send more next vintage. The folks at Hall have been a joy to work with. Yeah, so
21 was a great vintage for these guys.
Yeah, 21. Yeah, 21's been a good vintage for both of these wineries so far. So we're going to be giving the Hall Jack's Masterpiece Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh my goodness!
Yes! 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 Yes!
And that brings us up to our next wine, and we're going to have Justin tell us about that one.
And I am so lucky to talk about this wine, Catherine Hall Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021. It's 97% Cabernet, 3% Cab Franc, aged a luxurious 26 months in 70% New French Oak, using grapes from their legendary Charache vineyard. Go with that. As their base.
Sacrache.
Mm-hmm. Merci beaucoup. The Catherine Hall Cabernet Sauvignon is the pinnacle of Hall's blending efforts each year. The color is dark like Harm's heart.
No, this is darker than my heart.
I don't have a heart.
Yeah, I sold my soul a long time ago. So it's dark like my soul.
I can see that black hole in the center of your chest consuming all light and matter, but yeah.
So it's like intense fruit on it. Diatomaceous, rich earth, beautiful graphite.
Look at you, your SAT word.
Mm-hmm.
I know, right?
Multisyllabic.
And like beautiful dark chocolate on this one. The palate, it's just smooth. It just goes forever. It alternates flavors with like fruit, minerality to it that I can't really put the words to. And the finish, you just wish it kept going on and on and on.
This is stunning. Absolutely stunning. I've had Catherine Hall before, again, from those same friends who were part of the wine club. And we had a dinner and they had some Catherine Hall. And they were very generous to share this with me. We do get it in the store for retail every now and then, but mostly this is restaurant wine. If you meet your allocations and if you meet your basic entry-level purchasing from these guys, from the supplier, you can sometimes get the Catherine Hall in the retail, and you'll save a lot of money getting the Catherine Hall retail if you can get this. But be prepared to spend a few $100s in the restaurant.
And you pay more direct from them?
In the wine club is hard to get. You'll be on a wait list right now.
Oh, okay.
But if you get this in a restaurant and you see it being ridiculously expensive, don't worry about it. Just go ahead and order
it. Just buy it.
Have them decant it for you. Make sure your sommelier decants this wine. Order it with order something else to have with the apps. By the time the entree comes out, this wine will barely be ready. This wine is stunning. Oh my God. Currants. Graphite. You said what'd you
talk
say?
Talk to the microphone, not
sorry.
The wine.
I'm talking to the wine is the mic.
Knucklehead.
Just absolutely intense. I got baked black cherries. I got that dark chocolate. The mouthfeel is... I was going on about the mouthfeel of the previous wine. This wine puts it to shame. And again, intense, long finish. Bob, what do you think?
Well, the last Catherine Hall we did was the 2019. We gave that 5 sips. So it's not surprising this one is good, but I swear this one's better than the 2019. Again, I think 21 was a great year for both of these wineries. It's so full. It's so well integrated. The tannins are just huge, but not overpowering. It's just, it's so well done. Dark fruits, dry stone, graphite on the nose, a little bit of black currant. It's just, I mean, I can't really think of anything I could do to possibly make this any better other than ship a case to Sip Suds and Smoke, care of Bob.
Or we could get it for free.
Yeah, yeah, I know. This is, again.
Be prepared to pay for this wine, but it's worth it.
You guys sat down as we got 3 from Hall, and you all went, well, it's Catherine Hall. We know that one's really going to be good, but Jesus, the other two as well. So, yeah. Yeah, we're going to be giving the Catherine Hall Napa Valley Cabernet Sauvignon 2021 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. No surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you were talking about Alan Rickman, so.
No surprise.
This Californian wine's oh, so good.
Yeah, so. Yeah, great episode, and honestly, amazing showings for both Larkmead and Hall. I mean, they make great wines, but wow, 2021 really good.
What was a vintage you want to look at?
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you guys for joining me. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be in the basement.
And thank you, Harm.
Can I have the leftover wine, Bob?
No.
Damn you, Bob.
He's going to stay with me.
So good. Thanks for having me.
I have a gun and back off. Well, this is Made Mad Bob for Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad wine, and good Lord, we didn't have to do that today. So congratulations to the folks at both Hall and Larkmead for really knocking it out of the park on this episode, guys.
This vintage was great.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.